people who say that they're going to survive like the nuclear apocalypse, man, get out of here. You don't want to.
For those of you who have been tuning into this for a while, we're sad to announce we're down one person. Until next Monday.
And if you are new to this, then no big deal.
Yeah, if
you don't know any different.
It is worth noting that his weight on this show is very minimal. He doesn't do a lot, he doesn't carry a lot, and he never really has much to add.
He just kind of sits in a beanbag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Usually.
Like if you were here live watching us record, you would see that he just kind of lays there like a slug.
Yeah, and then every now and then he'll butt in with something, but it doesn't carry any relevance to the conversation.
Like anything any of us really say ever does carry any relevance to the conversation.
No, we just push it around here. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
We don't really do much of anything.
We're just pushing air around.
We don't even really have a relevant conversation or a topic, really.
No, we never do.
No.
But today, never mind, that doesn't make sense.
I was going to say
this show's less relevant, but it's just less relevant relevance being spread.
So technically, it would actually be more relevant.
I suppose.
But not if you and I cancel out with being worse ourselves. You catch my drift?
Yeah.
We make up for his slack.
Mm-hmm.
Or we make up for the slack that he doesn't give because he's not here.
I could get down with that, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. We got something.
I feel like this podcast is a lot like a flight delay.
Yeah.
Where it's not something you really wanted to get into today. You were really hoping it didn't happen.
Yeah.
And now that it is happening, all you're thinking about is what comes after the flight delay. You know,
yeah.
What happens after this brutal 25 minutes of your day is over? You know what I mean?
I know.
And it's grueling to get through.
But you know what the best part about that kind of a flight delay is?
What's that?
The one that's relevant to the podcast. No bar. No place to eat.
Nope.
No Wi-Fi.
Nope. And there's nowhere to charge your phone.
So you just have to... And phone's dead. So you're just sitting there. That kind of reminds me of the plane ride I took... When I went down to Texas, right? I thought there was free Wi-Fi. I get on the plane. There's no Wi-Fi at all. I'm sitting there staring at the wall, staring out the window, counting my fingers, making sure I still got 10 of them. I'll tell you what, that's got to be the most bored I've ever been. And then I brought a book the next time, right? But like... It's not even like good boredom where it's like, you know, the best creative thoughts happen when you're bored. Like, no.
You can't do anything. You're 30,000 feet in the air.
I'm 30,000 feet in the air, yeah, staring stuck at a wall. I'm in a single passenger seat because it was a tiny plane to get to like my connecting flight.
Yeah.
So it's me, the aisle, and then another person.
Mm-hmm.
There was like literally probably 15 people on this plane. It was so small. And I'm like... What am I going to do? You couldn't really even talk to anybody because it was so friggin' loud in there because it was such a small plane.
Mm-hmm.
And the stewardess is like, would you like some nuts and water? I'm like, yeah, sure. I don't know how peanuts and water is really going to make this any less miserable, but give them to me. Yeah.
That reminds me of the flight Teddy and I took home from Washington. It was like a 45-minute flight back from Washington.
Uh-huh.
It was a tiny little plane. They had flight delays. It was a flight delay for like an hour. We sat on this plane because I don't know what was going on. But this reminds me a lot of over the summer. We were flying back from Virginia Beach.
Yeah.
And our flight kept getting delayed and delayed and delayed and delayed where we weren't going to meet the connecting flight now.
Oh, right.
Because it kept getting delayed. Anyways.
Yeah.
Our flight kept getting delayed and delayed where we weren't going to meet the connecting flight.
Yep.
So we're sitting in, I don't even know, was it Baltimore? We're sitting in Virginia. We're like, okay, well, we could fly to Baltimore and stay the night or whatever. So we were weighing our options. By the time we got onto the flight, I think we might have had, like, I don't know, maybe a minute to get on the connecting flight. Like, it probably wasn't feasible.
Yeah.
So, we're landing, and we're like, Mom, what's the status? Like, do we have time to get to our connecting flight? She's like, well, if we land, like, we have 30 seconds to get there or something. I don't remember. Like,
it was bad.
I was like, look at me, Mom. We're hitting this flight. I'm like, I don't care what it takes. We are hauling ass to that flight, and we're getting on it. I'm not staying the night in Baltimore.
Yeah.
So, Dad's like, we're not making it. I was like, Dad, look at me. We're making this flight. Like, you guys can stay in Baltimore. I'm hopping on that flight. Like, I'm going home. So, we sprinted. We got onto this flight, and then Drew and I ended up meeting a guy from high school that we went to school with. We sat next to him and just talked about finances the whole way home. It was a weird night. It was a weird night.
Yeah.
For sure. But I really, as I'm getting older and I've taken a handful of flights, I really don't like flying. Like, it's convenient.
Yeah.
But after you drive there, you get experience the delays, you board, they check everything, they go through the procedures, and then you fly, and then you hit the connecting flight, and then you fly again, and there's a layover. You could have just
flying sucks. I'm going to be honest with you. It feels so time consuming.
It really is, and it's draining.
It is.
I'd rather just drive at this point.
Like, if you're within the bounds of it being reasonable, go for it. Like, obviously, it's like
a direct flight.
Yeah, but like, obviously, you can't drive to like Europe.
No.
So you have to take a plane. I cannot imagine. See, my father went to England, right? And he took the plane over there, obviously. I mean, how else would he do it? He'd freaking swim. but anyways, it was like an insanely long flight. And I'm like, how the hell did you sit on a plane for that long? He's like, oh, I don't know. I'm like, dude, what do you mean you don't know? I was on a flight for like an hour and I almost shot myself. It was that bad. How did you do it for like 12 hours? I just did nothing. I'm like, what do you mean you just did nothing? What do you mean you just did nothing? What, did you sleep? No, I just did nothing. I'm like, what? That doesn't even make sense. I don't know how people do it. It drives me nuts. After a while, it's like, I got to get up and move around.
Yeah.
Because I can't sit anymore. And then it's like, you go up to get a move around, and then you look one way, you look the other. You're like, well, I can go to the bathroom. Or I can go to the bathroom.
I could chew on some ice for a little bit. The ice like, me.
Like, your options are so friggin' limited, man.
I know. And at least in a car, you've got service and you can, I don't know, put on like a podcast or something. I mean, you could do the same thing on a flight, I guess. But
like, it's more interesting to drive. Like, things are happening around you.
Yeah, you could get out. You could eat.
Right.
There's no layovers when you drive unless you hit traffic or something. But there's usually no layovers when you drive. There's no connecting drives. You just go.
And hey, not having to sit next to like weird people on a plane?
Yeah, dude, the guy that I sat next to, I think my dad took a picture of him. I could dig it up after the podcast. But the guy that I had to sit next to on the flight down to Virginia was weird.
Oh, I believe
it. Like raggedy hair, his skin looked all weird. He smelled bad.
Oh,
wife beater.
Sweet.
And then when he got up, he started playing his own outro music. Like he had like this thrash metal on, just completely out loud in the middle of the plane.
Sweet.
Yeah, I'll find the picture, but the dude was interesting.
That's just terrible, though. Like, at the same time, that's just hell.
Yeah, it's just not something that... And I saw him in the airport, too. I was like, oh, God. I don't want to be... I was next to that guy.
Yeah, you saw him from a mile away, man.
I was like, yeah, my luck. That's where I'm sitting over there. Let's see if I can take him.
Oh. I'm trying to think who... If I sat next to anybody weird... I don't think I had anybody weird. I will say, though, they served me some type of a dinner.
He's over here if you want to come see
him. I can see it from... Here, I'll get a better look after the show, but I can confirm. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I can smell that picture.
And you can see me just trying to forget what's going on right now.
Oh, I can smell that photo, man.
For those of you guys who don't see the picture, you can actually, this could be a good promo, go to the survey and use promo code Weird Guy in the Plane. And I will upload the weird guy to the survey so you could see him.
Or smelly guy, just something to do with it.
Something to pertain to the smelly guy in the plane, and I will upload the photo.
Yeah.
Of me and the smelly guy in the plane.
It's not really worth it. Honestly, it's pretty much a letdown, but like if you want to be grossed out and smell something bad,
if you
want to
smell something through your phone, go ahead.
Go for it.
Let us know. Anyways.
We'll help you out. But so they served me dinner, right? And I don't know what it was called, but I can tell you that it was basically a hot pocket with ham, cheese, and broccoli.
What?
And it was like, but it wasn't like an American cheese. It was like an Alfredo cheese. And you're eating it and you're just thinking, why? Why is like...
The amount of sodium that's probably in that thing.
Oh, I read it.
Oh, God.
I read
it. How much was in
there? We were over 2,000.
No way.
We were over 2,000 milligrams.
No way.
In the one little Hot Pocket thing. 2,000 milligrams. I was hungry.
Anyway, yeah. I mean, if you're hungry, you're hungry. Let me see what the daily intake's supposed to be.
I think it's like under 1,000. So basically, you're getting 2 days worth of salt if that's the case.
It says dietary guidelines for Americans recommends adults limit sodium intake to less than 2,300 milligrams per day. So you just got your serving in one serving.
Yeah,
and it probably didn't fill you up.
No, I was actually really bad. I ended up going to Waffle House later that night.
Oh no.
Waffle House wasn't bad, though. It was nowhere near as bad as freaking like a Hot Pocket that is ham, Alfredo sauce, and broccoli. Because somewhere in there, you're just wondering, why is this the combination?
Yeah, why?
Why is it in a Hot Pocket? You know, there's just too many questions. And at the end of it, you just say, it was gross. I ate it. I probably am going to spend at least 2 hours in the bathroom tomorrow, but
that's okay.
At least I'm not as hungry as I was before.
You know, it comes down to survival. It's at that point you have to decide, is it health or is it survival?
Yeah.
Are you going to starve on this plane with nothing to do, or are you going to be not hungry on this plane with nothing to do? Yeah. And that's when your fight or flight has to kick in, you know? You got to fight for your right to party.
You do.
And that's just that.
You do.
Yeah.
You know, I remember when the plane landed on top of it, good 35 minutes just wandering around the runway. Like, we didn't pull in and, like, stop the plane. People got off.
That's how it is every time.
It was just like, ooh. And I'm like, oh, we're going to, no. It's like, we get close to, like, pulling up to the airport, and then we just drive away. And we do it again, and we just drive away. I swear to God, we did it, like, three times. And I'm like, somebody just freaking kill me. This is terrible. I had a really nice seat. I will say that. And I'm grateful for the opportunity that I had to go down there, right?
Yeah.
But, like, the flying's
terrible.
I think I'd rather spend, like, 3 days in a car. I'll be honest with you.
Dude, that same... Was it? No, it was to Tennessee. Oh, my God. That picture that I showed you was not from Virginia Beach. That was from Tennessee.
Okay.
So we had to wake up at 4 in the morning.
Oh, yeah. The early flights? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We had to wake up at 4 in the morning to get to the airport early.
Yeah.
The flight wasn't even until 7, I don't think. So we got to the airport. We're waiting around. We don't get on the flight until, like, I don't know, 7, 7:30-ish maybe.
Yeah.
We fly down there. We've got like another 3-4 hour layover at this airport. We wait around there, and then we finally fly down, and then we have an hour drive to the place we're staying. It was a total of 16 hours of travel.
Dude.
We could have driven down there in like 9. And that's not to say I'm not grateful for the flight. I'm just saying I feel like flying is advertised as more efficient, but it actually is less efficient than driving.
In some cases. I feel the same way, and, like, I get it. You know, every argument you could possibly make for flying, I get it. But you know what? I don't want to do it. I just don't. It's not fun.
No.
It's just not, you know?
I agree. I don't see the point.
And it's not like, I know a lot of people have, like, a fear of flying. So I cannot imagine what it would be like to not only get on that plane for that long, but be terrified the entire time you are on it. Can you imagine that?
I don't know about that.
That would be horrible.
Yeah, I guess the way I see it is, if I'm on a plane and the plane starts to go down,
you don't have a choice.
It's God's will.
That's the end of it. I'd probably survive, to be honest. I'm built different, so.
I was telling my girlfriend that too.
Yeah.
She gets anxious about that sort of thing, so I was telling her about that.
Tell her, you're going to die, but, like, I'd survive because I'm built different.
I'm just built different.
Like, hands down, if that plane goes down, I'm walking away.
You have to. That's the mentality you have to have.
Like, as it's crashing, that's what's going through my mind. Not, I'm going to die. I'm going to survive this. I'm going to be the only survivor. I'm going to look pretty badass when I walk out of here.
Yeah.
And the fire department shows up, and I'm like, psh.
And then, boom, a year later, I'm on the Ellen DeGeneres show.
Exactly.
That's how it all happens.
Exactly.
Happen.
Yeah, then you get some fame. You get some fame from it, too. Fame.
I want to be on 60 Minutes.
See, that's it.
The Medal of Honor.
I don't know how, but yeah.
Start a podcast and an NFT collection, and I'll retire.
Yeah, honestly, that's the way to do it.
If the plane starts going down, it's God's will.
Yeah,
it was meant to happen. Same thing with a nuke. If our country gets nuked,
yeah,
what are we gonna do? You know, put me under the warhead.
Really won't make a difference.
No, I don't want to survive a radiation apocalypse.
I've had that conversation so many times with people. It's like, well, we got to be prepared. I'm like, what are you going to do?
What?
Okay, even if you had a bunker, right? So what, you have like, we'll say tops 3 years of supplies down there. What happens when 3 years is up? You think nuclear fallout's going to end in 3 years? No.
Yeah, you're going to go out there and you're going to kill the radiation possum and eat them for dinner?
Well, the radiation possum's dead. It's already gone. It's three years.
It's got six toes.
You know who's left? Cannibals.
That's true.
A couple cannibals roaming around out there. And you know what? They've probably been surviving out there the entire time. So who's going to win? Them.
Yep. They know how to do it.
So in all honesty, you are better off being right under the warhead.
That's what I'm saying. I always say, imagine getting nuked. I feel like that's kind of the not. I wish this never happens. Okay, I don't want. Right. I don't want to think that this ever happens. But if it were to,
yeah,
that's kind of a cool way to go out. Like, you can go up to the pearly gates and you can look your great 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 grandmother who died of tuberculosis,
yeah,
in the eyes, and say, "You died of a cough. The air was on fire when I died.
Yeah,
I was literally incinerated.
Right.
In seconds.
I didn't even know it happened. It happened that fast.
You coughed up blood and died at 30. I looked a warhead in the eyes, and then the air started on fire.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I mean, you'd probably feel it for like a split second, because let's be honest, you'd sense the heat, and by the time the senses of your, like the sense of on your skin went up to your brain, you wouldn't have any skin left. You'd be gone. You'd be dead. The amount of time it would take for the pain receptors to go off, you'd already be dead.
You'd be toast.
So it really would not matter.
It would not matter even a little bit.
No. So people who say that they're going to survive like the nuclear apocalypse, man, get out of here. You don't want to.
You don't want to. Why would you want to? No. Same thing with zombies. Why would you want to survive a zombie apocalypse? Just take me first. You know what? If you can't beat them, join them. Just bite me and I'll join your team. We'll run around. We'll try and kill people together.
See, I feel like in a zombie apocalypse, there's a chance to rebuild society. Depending on the type of zombies, though. If they're like the Walking Dead zombies, hands down, you have a shot to rebuild society. If they're like, I'm trying to think of like the really, like the ones that run really fast and have like a shit ton of energy, you're not surviving.
You're toast.
You're gone. Why you would even try, I'd put a bullet in my brain. It's not, at that point, it's not suicide if you're already dying. I mean, seriously, because you are dead.
Yeah.
There's no other option.
Yeah, I mean, your fate is inevitable.
But like,
if you're not going to die a peaceful death, you know?
But like, one of my favorite movies is Dawn of the Dead, right?
Really?
So, yeah. And in it, the zombie apocalypse happens, and they hold up in a shopping mall. Okay, they clear it out, they get rid of all the zombies, and they're living in a shopping mall. And the whole thing is probably like a critique on consumerism and like, you know, the general American lifestyle. But I'll tell you what, can you imagine that? You have a whole mall to yourself. They also have civil defense rations, so they got tons of food. They have like the most lavish stuff. They just spend their days trying on different clothes in the mall and then just leaving them wherever. And they literally just do what they want. It's insane. It's like, it's disgusting because it's, I don't know what the word is, but it's definitely like not good to get to that point where you have like no, there's no struggle. Everything's provided for you.
Yeah.
It's probably bad, but like, I don't know. That seems pretty cool, to be honest with you. Holding up in a shopping mall, eating food, trying on random clothes, just chilling.
Fine.
Yeah. I mean, that's a pretty cool life. Until the zombies break in and kill you, that's not bad.
No.
You get like a year out of that, I'll take that.
Fine.
Hell, that beats sitting in a bunker.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that being underground for 3 years? How are you not dead? Like, really?
You need sunlight. You need like, air.
You're going to die.
I don't get it. Up. I don't get it.
Just give up and die.
I remember when I saw the movie World War Z.
Yeah, that's like the zombie I was referring to.
Yeah,
like,
World War Z. I thought that movie was so cool. I remember telling Chip, I was like, this movie's so badass, you have to see it. And he's like, the movie's so stupid. It's so stupid. I'm like, dude, you have to, I know you've seen it, but watch it again. Like, it's a good movie. It's probably so corny. It's probably so cheesy looking back on it. I have not seen it since I watched it originally.
When did you watch it originally?
When did I watch it?
Yeah.
When it came out.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I remember when
like a while ago.
When it first came out, this is a while ago. Me and my father used to go rent movies at Family Video.
Sheesh.
So back when Family Video was still open. And we rented World War Z because I wanted to. And I watched it by myself in the dark at like 12 o'clock at night. I freaked the shit out of myself watching it. And I was like, I don't know if I could ever watch that again. And then, like, I don't know, a year later, I'm like, all right, I'm going to give this another watch. I'm like, this isn't that bad. And then I watch it like a few years later. I'm like, I just shut it off halfway through. I'm like, I don't even want to see this. It's like,
it's probably so corny, you know?
It is corny. And it's like, well, Brad Pitt's cool. But like all those zombie movies are corny. And that's part of why I like Dawn of the Dead, because it's like a grindhouse movie. It's from the 70s. Mm-hmm. It's not really high production value.
No.
But it's like, it's fun. It's just fun. That's all it's meant to be. You're not supposed to really think about a bigger picture. You can if you want, but like, it's so easy to just take it at its face value. It's a zombie movie. It doesn't make me question my own reality or like any, you know, philosophical thoughts or something. It's just a movie. It's just entertainment.
Yeah.
And that's it. And you need that. So the hell with it. I like it, man.
Yeah. Whatever. I'm not upset about it. But yeah, I mean, I'm not trying to survive a radiation apocalypse. That sounds like hell to me, so.
Sounds like a friggin' nightmare, man.
Yeah, I'm good.
You know, I had a nightmare when I was a little kid, right? And the whole world was on fire. You and I went to the same elementary school, so you obviously remember the playground?
Yeah.
Okay, well, my nightmare took place on that playground.
Oh, no.
Everything was on fire. We had missiles that were crayons. The enemy was like this goblin zombie thing, okay? And I was the only survivor. Everybody died. I'm pretty sure everybody that I went to school with was in that dream, and in that dream, everybody died. I don't even know how I escaped or if the dream ended and I woke up, but like, everybody died. So I don't know, maybe that was like, you know, precognition or something.
Precognition.
Yeah, but anyways, if the apocalypse does happen and like the world's on fire and we're attacked by like some zombie goblin thing, you heard it here. That was in my head. I knew it was going to happen.
Yep.
Of course, I was supposed to be like 7 or 8 when it happened, and I'm 21, so I was off a couple years, you know, but the general idea.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I just thought of? And we can avoid a nuclear apocalypse if we unite the entire world by having everybody fill out the survey.
Are you trying to, you know, talk about one world government here?
Yeah.
Are you a fascist?
The government would be the survey.
The government would be the survey. You know what? People don't need the government, man.
No, you just need the survey.
Yeah. Fill out the survey. That's your new government. Or don't.
I don't
be
know.
A rebel. What are you rebelling against? I don't know.
The new world order.
Yeah, that's going to be coming down the pipeline pretty soon.
I don't care. Friggin' one of our admin at the real estate office was like, did you hear World War III is happening in November? And I was like, World War what? Or World War III? I was like,
Why November?
I was like, first of all, why November? Second of all, no. Third of all, I don't care. And it's like,
what? You have to tell me now. What was his reasoning? What was his argument?
She didn't have a reasoning.
So she just made that up.
She literally just asked. She was talking about World War III, and I was like, World War III? And she's like, yeah, it's happening in November. Did you hear about that? I was like, no. And then I walked away because I wanted to eat lunch.
Yeah, but I'm still curious. Who gets that specific?
I don't know.
Like, dude, imagine telling somebody, hey, World War III is going to start on October 1st, 2023. Be ready.
Just walk away.
What? Like, get out of here.
I feel like a world war these days would not last many, many years. I feel like somebody would bust out the nukes at some point, and then it'd just be nukes on nukes, and everybody would be dead.
Yeah. Who was it? Somebody told me years ago, they're like, if we have a World War III, World War IV will be fought with sticks and stones or something.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what? You're probably right, because we'll probably nuke ourselves into oblivion.
No, we will. That's 100% what's going to happen.
I think somebody did, like, it was a YouTube video, like, the aftermath of World War III with nuclear war. Nobody, like, survived. Like, literally nobody survived.
Well, that's the point. At what point is it just not worth it?
And I think that's why we'll never have a World War III, like, a full-blown one. Like, we might have a proxy war, but, like, we'll never have a World War III because everybody's going to get killed.
Yeah. No one will survive.
That'll just be the end of it.
Yeah.
So.
That's it. I don't know.
And that's the end of this.
Yeah.
So.
I think that's all we have to say, so.
Yeah.
Just don't nuke people and you should be all right.
Or nuke people with the knowledge that they will nuke you back.
Yeah.
Go from there.
Yeah. All right, see ya.
See ya.